Hey there.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
Living the dream one day at a time.
And other idioms.
Yeah. Just call me an idiot.
No.
No. Your cord's making that funny screeching noise again.
I know. Sorry.
Hey, welcome back to the Noisy Uprooted Podcast. You're Christine.
And you're John.
I am.
Kind of threw me off there a bit.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We did Happy New Year last episode, but now it's actually New Year.
How's your resolution going? Are you as starving as I am?
No, mine wasn't to eat less. It was just to try to be healthier.
As usual.
Which you can go about being healthier in many ways, like mentally healthier.
I like how you did that.
Eat less junk food, eat healthier junk food. Mm. You know, so I know how to do it. I know how to set myself up for success.
Okay.
But if you're asking if I exercised today, the answer is no.
Oh, I did. I went for a walk today. It was nice.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
How do you find the time?
In between my lunch period, I kind of had to like eat my lunch while my kids were on Zoom.
On Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're still doing the remote deal?
Is that a question?
I mean, I know, but I'm not sure the audience knows. It's called, broadcasting.
Is that what it's called?
I mean, podcasting, broadcasting, same thing. But, it's like we have a question and answer. I say, are you still on Zoom? So you can say, yeah, audience, I'm still on Zoom. Of course I know. I'm your beau.
I thought you were promoted from that a while ago.
To what?
Husband.
Doesn't beau just mean like good looking dude?
No. Doesn't it mean boyfriend?
I don't know, clearly.
I thought it was like a gentleman caller.
A gentleman caller.
Isn't that what it is?
I don't know,
but... Questions.
Question.
I got a question for
questionary you. Question.
Questionary question. I have a question for you.
Should we explain questionary question first?
Oh, sure.
Every night at dinner, our beautiful daughter has a questionary question for us. And because we live all alone here and, eat dinner as a family every night, we do the questionary question. And it's usually, I don't know, what is it? Every couple days, a repeat of the same question we've done thousands of times.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite food?
Yeah.
What's your favorite fruit?
What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite type of food?
Would you rather? It's all the same. But hey, it makes them happy and it makes us happy. It's our little family thing. So we're doing, what was that?
Tried to hold in a laugh.
Oh boy. Better out than in, I always say.
Sorry.
Just let her go. The audience likes to hear you laugh, not go.
Sorry, I was trying not to, but.
Anyway, is this the question you're laughing about?
No, you can just cut all this part out if you want.
No, why would I do that?
Because it's embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Anyway, I just looked up what a beau is.
Yeah.
You're going to like this one. So the first definition is a boyfriend or male admirer. But then this says a rich, fashionable young man, a dandy.
Ooh. Am I a dandy?
Are you a dandy? I mean, I think you're dandy.
I'm not rich nor fashionable. But,
Do you admire me?
I make a fair amount of money and I don't dress too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I admire you.
All right.
I admire your will to be with a shit show that is me. Because it takes a steel will, not steel wool. I was going to say steel wool. Anyway, what's the question
of the week here. What is something that you wish you could have learned to do or that you wish you could do better?
Everything that I know how to do, I do kick ass. So nothing I could do better.
Are you resolving to be less awesome this year? Because that's the only thing you do in excess?
It's tough. So probably. I wish I knew how to ice skate.
You say that every time we talk about something that you wish we could do.
Well, here's
why. Like
you're
too scared to do it or whatever. You say ice skating.
Here's why. I love hockey. Like it's my favorite sport of all time. I love to play it in the street. But I can't skate. And now that we live in New England and there's hockey everywhere, I could be like in a dude's beer league and have a really good time with this. Stay in shape. Teach the kids, whatever. Hockey's a big deal, and I can't skate, even though I love it. My work even has, go skate on the Bruins ice thing in normal times when COVID's not stupid, and I would never be able to do it. So I don't mean just ice skate for, couple skate at the pond. I want to know how to, play hockey. Hockey skate.
Got it.
Legit skate.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Be at home on the ice.
Yes. How about you?
It's a cross between two. I really wish I would have learned another language. I think that'd be really cool to know another language and to be able to speak to other people in different cultures.
Especially considering since you're Mexican, you should probably know Spanish.
You'd think.
Yeah, one would think.
One would think. But the other one I thought of was, I wish I would have learned, I mean, I learned how, but I wish I would have like perfected it and gotten better at crocheting.
Oh.
Because it's really relaxing and it's fun. And I enjoyed it when I learned how to do it. I just, everything I make goes all wonky and don't know how to turn a stitch. So it's just.
Well, and you're getting old. And so that's something that old people do.
Yeah.
So they sit around and, you know, crochet and whine about their back.
Oh, well, I've got two down then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's mine.
All right. So what do we got next on the old agenda here?
Do we have an agenda anymore?
Not really.
No.
I had something funny I wanted to share if you want to jump right into that.
Let's do it.
I saw this the other day. I knew I was going to forget this. Lake Superior State University. I got it. They do this every year. This banished words list from the year before. And so in 2021, they would like to banish.
Wait. Stop. Pause. Before you go on. Yes. I don't want to stop you in the middle of it. So they want to banish, like, they don't want people saying them anymore, or they want them like out of a dictionary, or.
They don't want people saying them anymore. And it says words, but these are like phrases as well.
Okay.
Okay. You can probably imagine after the year that was what some of these will be, but this is a top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go backwards or start with number one?
Why don't you go backwards?
Okay.
Wait, let's are go they, backwards. I mean, ranked? Like in order of the worst and the best?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go backwards.
All right. Number 10 is, I know, right?
I say that all the time.
I know. You're going to be in trouble because you that's your favorite go-to.
You know, I've shortened it. It's not so much, I know, right? It's more like, right?
Right? Because that implies I know.
Right. Question mark, exclamation point.
Yes. I gotcha.
All right.
Number 9 is straight from the Among Us. Sus.
I don't understand that.
I didn't know what it was either. It's basically
just. Is it suspicious or suspect?
I think it's kind of both. Okay. I don't know. I've never played the game, but I know that I find myself saying it and I don't even know what it means just because it's a hip word with the kids.
I say
you're super sus to our kids when they're being sus.
Got it.
Number 8, our favorite. We've talked about this person several times on the show. Karen.
Karen.
They would like to see Karen's go away.
Over here.
I'm ready.
Wait. Do they want to see Karens go away, or they just want to hear people not calling each other Karen anymore?
I think they want to do away with the phrase of bitchy middle-aged white woman being called Karen.
So you can still be a Karen. They just don't want you to call yourself a Karen.
Well, there's always going to be Karens.
Right.
By birth name or by bitchy, you know, attitude.
So Lake Superior State University?
Yeah.
There's a university for Lake Superior?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, Lake Superior State University, I challenge you. Let's just all stop being Karens.
Well, that's the better way to go. Don't just get rid of the word.
Don't just get rid of the word.
Like, it just goes away.
Stop being Karens.
Yes. Number 7, I'd like to see this one go away. Unprecedented. Everything last year was unprecedented.
Seriously, right?
You know?
I know, right?
I know, right? Number 6 is pivot. Yeah. Pivot, good in basketball, not good in language, apparently, I guess. I don't know.
So I don't know what this is from, but I'm going to assume for some reason, like, Friends exploded this year.
Friends, the show?
Yeah. And that was from Friends.
Or like people's friends pivot, like exploded.
When they're trying to get the couch up the stairs.
Oh, I don't know. That's not what this is from.
What's it from?
I think
then?
This pivot has to do with we're like pivoting our strategy to vaccines or something. That all this stuff is 2020. Kind of shit show related.
Yeah, but I just told you this year for some reason Friends like completely exploded again. I don't know if it because it came out and on HBO or where it came out, Hulu, Netflix, whatever.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
And plus people had nothing better to do but to sit around and restream shows they've seen.
It's true, I guess.
We did it too. Number 5 is in these uncertain times and various phrasings of that. I'm tired of hearing that as well.
Agreed.
Number 4. In an abundance of caution, one of our 2020 Lordy. Band names.
Can't stand that one.
In an abundance of caution, we'd like you to stay home for 14 days. In an abundance of caution, take your shoes off and leave them outside because COVID lives on your shoe. I saw a commercial today for Tide spray that was all about an abundance of caution. Even the kid was basically saying that as he sprayed like his dad's hair and everything with Tide germ killer. Just to be extra careful, Dad. Number 3, We're all in this together.
Well, if you sing the song with it, I mean, I guess it works.
It works with the song, but we have said this many times as well. I said it on one of my other podcasts. We are not all in this together.
I don't know. I don't agree.
We're experiencing this together, but we're all experiencing it very differently.
Yeah, but I feel like it takes all of us to get through it.
It does, but my gripe with it is all the celebrities in their ivory tower with their millions of dollars. Not a care in the world.
I know.
Food delivery and whatever were coming to us saying, we're all in this together. We can do this. Fuck you. We're not all in this together.
All right, moving on. Because
you're not unemployed, blah, blah, blah. Number two, social distancing. I never even knew that was a thing before last year. Now it's part of our everyday language along with Zoom and everything else. You ready for number one?
Yes.
Drum roll. Number one, COVID-19. COVID, coronavirus, or Rona.
So that's it.
Well, so here's the thing. None of those are going to go away except for Rona. Rona needs to go away. That's stupid. Why are we giving it a cute little name? Oh, you got the Rona. No, I don't like it.
I don't like that. So I guess we're... What? No.
There we go. That's better. Anyway, Rona needs to go away.
Can Lake Superior put that stupid button on their list? No. Get your finger off the damn button.
It's not what you said last night. Hoo!
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, when our daughter interrupted us.
Rona needs to go away. I don't like the Rona. Everything else, obviously, it won't go away. Coronavirus will be around forever. All right. Those are the top 10 banished words from Lake Superior State University. I
like it. Let's banish them.
Let's banish
what
them.
What else do you learn at Lake Superior State University? Do you just, is that a class? Like for a whole year, we find words we don't like?
I assume it's part of the English department, but I don't know what else, what other major programs they have at Lake Superior State.
I didn't even know it was a place.
The study of lake effect snow, because it comes from
the,
I don't know.
If any of our listeners are from Lake Superior State
where
University.
Where is Lake Superior?
Isn't it by Michigan?
Well, Lake Michigan's in Michigan, but yeah, isn't it one of the Great Lakes?
It's the superior of the Great Lakes. It is superior, clearly.
Apparently, their English
and
department
a university there.
Is far superior than anyone else because they decide which words we can and can't say.
Apparently.
Man.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, on the parenting front.
Parenting.
It sucks.
Does it?
Well, it does, because as you casually mentioned, but I think I had it covered up with sound effects, was we get interrupted.
Yeah.
Trying to do our marital right, and we get the tug on the door. Like, you can't even, we have zero privacy. It's all gone.
Yeah.
Sometimes being a parent really sucks.
So, I thought we could give a little update on the Jacob.
Yes.
And his fun. So, I had to write a fun email last night, because he's got a new tick. And it looks like he's rolling his eyes at you.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm still not convinced on the tick angle, but yes, carry on.
But I just didn't want his teacher to be like, why are you rolling your eyes at me?
Yes.
So we had to write his teacher about it and let her know, which is interesting. So we've got all these new things coming up that we just, I don't know, it's challenging. Whether to tell anybody and bring attention to it or just leave it alone. But like I said, my fear was that she was going to think he was being rude and like,
yeah,
rolling his eyes.
So here's the thing with me anyway, him and I are playing Xbox the other day, NHL 21, and he scores a goal or no, I scored a goal and I celebrated or talk shit or something. And I look over at him and he does it. So he's doing them at the proper times to where it definitely looks like an eye roll. That's why I'm not sold on the tick
thing.
There's
been a couple times where it was pretty perfectly timed.
Yeah, and it's pretty long too. So that's what makes me think it is a tick. I don't know.
I see him do it in times when there would be no reason to roll your eyes. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, as far as autism spectrum goes, we have it pretty easy, I think. A couple ticks here and there, a couple issues, but I'd rather write these emails that are kind of silly and funny, I guess, to us anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
The teacher didn't respond, but the other person responded and said, thanks, you know, whatever.
Thanks for letting us know. I just, like I said, I just don't want him to get sent to the principal or to somebody because it looks like he's rolling his eyes. And
I was more worried it looked like he's like about to pass out because he really rolls them. Like
sometimes, they go back there pretty far.
Yeah. So, yes, the rolling of the eyes or the passing out. Don't want anyone to be confused because that's how we communicate now with our eyes since our face is covered up.
That's true. That is
if that's all you see, like, why is this jerk rolling his eyes at me?
Yeah, I don't know. As a teacher, I appreciate it when parents let me know when those things happen.
Yeah.
Just so that I can be aware. And if I hear a kid mention it, I can, like, hey, let's not do that.
It sounds super cliche, but communication goes a very long way.
It absolutely does.
Teacher-parent dynamic, talking to your kids, talking to your spouse. Not enough communication going on.
Absolutely.
Around these parts. I had another parenting thing.
Okay.
Have you heard of Bean Dad?
No.
Or Beans Dad?
Beans?
Yeah, like frijoles.
The magical fruit?
No, frijoles.
Yeah, that's the magical fruit.
It is?
Yeah, the more you eat, the more you toot.
Oh.
Did you not know this rhyme? Oh, I'm not going to be funny anymore.
That's the perfect opportunity for that, because that was a total dad joke. Anyway, I heard about this on the Adam Carolla show today, and it's old news. It's probably a week or so old. And then I tried reading about it, but this guy had to cancel all of his Twitter and social media accounts. But apparently this dad, I don't know if it's in America or wherever, is a podcast host and a musician and I think a little bit of a comedian. He decided to videotape the other day. His 9-year-old daughter was asking about, she was hungry and wanted some beans. I know, right?
Like,
that's why I'm not sure if they're American or not, because I know don't the British love their beans a lot? So maybe,
I don't know.
Anyway, she wanted beans and she's like, I want these beans. And he says, cool, open them and put them in.
Who just wants beans?
I don't know.
In a burrito?
I have no idea the actual history of the bean thing here. Okay. It's just somehow it's beans.
All right.
And he says, well, you open it. She's like, I don't know how to make them. I want to eat them. And he says, well, you open up the can and you open the can and put it in the pan, heat them up. And so I don't know if she's being a smart ass or what, but she takes the can and puts it in the pan and doesn't open it because she doesn't know how to open it. And he says, oh, he says, light bulb, I'm a dad. This is a teachable moment. We're in a time of survival and everything else with this COVID thing. I'm going to teach you and make you fend for yourself and figure out how to open this can. And she can't figure it out. She struggles with it. And he doesn't help her. He doesn't open it and provide the beans for like 6 hours.
Okay.
And so, of course, the just so you know, Karen culture, sorry, Lake Superior, decided to just beat this guy up on Twitter because he posted it saying this is child endangerment and child abuse and all this stuff. And then people started going through his previous tweets of years past. And apparently he said some questionable things, as comedians do, about, you know, race or something. I don't know, Jewish people, something. So he ended up canceling everything. But at the end of the day, he's pushing back a little bit, saying like, what the fuck? Like, this was supposed to be funny. And I want my daughter to learn how to use a can opener.
Yeah.
But now he's been completely canceled. He had to cancel all his stuff.
Wow.
And so I thought it was appropriate to talk about here in the parenting thing, because I subscribe to the same theory. I'm not going to videotape it and blast it all over online, but I am very much in favor of teaching our kids at a young age to be independent.
Hey, look, our kids could go 6 hours without eating food.
Yes. And they don't like beans.
They don't like beans.
So I'm not worried about the beans.
They've got plenty of stored up energy.
Yes.
We'll call it energy.
Yes.
They can handle it.
They can. But the point I'm trying to make is I want them to learn how to cut their meat. I want them to learn how to use a can opener.
Right.
Make your breakfast. Put the toast in the toaster. Like, come on. You can't like wait on them hand and foot forever.
You don't want them to be the guys that put the avocados into the blender full.
Yes. I don't want them. I don't want my son to be the subject of a Carl's Jr. commercial someday.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Carl's Jr. is regional. Maybe our Indian fans don't understand.
Hardee's.
Hardee's, yeah. Or out here, it's Hattie's.
But we don't have any of those here.
We don't
either.
Have any Hattie's. I think they're more of a South thing. I don't know. Anyway, yes, I don't want them to be that. I want to teach them. And I think all of you should do that as well. Just don't put it on Twitter, apparently, because you'll get beat up.
I just don't like Twitter. Twitter is just all about anger and hate.
Yeah, it is.
And dark side, apparently.
Social media in general, pretty much. But yeah, Twitter's the worst. Okay.
I still feel like with Facebook, I still get like my friend's adorable baby, dogs, lots of dogs.
Yeah, lots of food.
Funny memes.
Yeah.
I get all of that. And I like that still with the Facebook situation. Instagram, I feel like I'm not cool enough for. Like, I don't have any contemplative pictures of me with like a perfect sunset and my like under boob tattoo showing.
Well, you're just, you must so be looking like at the wrong people cool on Instagram.
For
Instagram's got like this.
Or the Instagram?
Instagram's got like this double dichotomy. I don't know. Deuteronomy? What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Anyway, standard? They have like, I don't know. No, they have like this whole group that does like those fancy photos, professional looking photos, either of their body or food or landscapes. And then they just have your regular people that post there and Facebook. It's just Facebook for pictures, basically.
Right. But my pictures aren't cool enough.
They don't have to be cool enough because you're not one of them. You're not an influencer. You're just you. And your 100 followers or whatever. I mean, so am I.
I don't even think I have 100. I think I'm at like 17 or something stupid.
Yeah, I'm not.
I never post on Instagram because it scares me. I'm intimidated.
Oh, you should really go down Instagram highway. It's fun.
And then Twitter is just angry, angry, angry old people.
Twitter has like no rules. You can be naked on there. You can do whatever you want.
Which is super funny because sometimes my best like funny memes that I get are from Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, where are these people?
It's because they have no rules. You can be an asshole. You can put boobs, whatever you want on there.
I've never seen boobs on Twitter.
Well, I'm telling you that Twitter has no rules. That's why it's the devil. Okay. Enough about parenting. Yes?
Yeah,
no?
Sure.
Did you have anything else?
No.
What did you want to say about relationships tonight?
So I've been thinking a lot about relationships lately because I have been binge watching Teen Mom 2.
Yes, repeat binge watching.
It came on Netflix.
Thanks, Netflix.
And I'm super excited about it because I used to love that show. Well, I think you... What? Did you watch it with me?
Of course.
I don't remember.
Hello. We watched all of them.
You know...
We watched one and Janelle, two and three and whatever. Caitlin.
And Leah and...
Macy. No,
Chelsea.
Not Macy. Chelsea.
You know, the whole gang are all back together.
Yes.
And their regular shenanigans are ensuing. But I've been watching all their relationships.
This is a perfect thing
they're
to talk about.
They're a train wreck.
Yes. This is absolutely a perfect thing to talk about on this show.
Okay.
Because the lack of parenting that was involved for the girls led to their shit show of a life now.
Okay.
And some of their parenting is questionable as well. And their relationships are complete garbage.
Right. Well, and then I feel bad because some of them actually do have some parents that care. And are trying, but they're not together.
But it wasn't always that
and
way.
It's
I bet.
And it's crazy. And I don't know. So I just was thinking about, I really hope that it doesn't come to the point in our children's relationships where we just can't stand their partner. Because.
Oh, that's going to happen.
I remember,
That'll probably happen.
I had a relationship that my mom was less than thrilled about, and she let me hear it all
the
time.
I'm right here, okay?
It wasn't you. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
She let me hear it all the time about how terrible he was, and oh, this and this and that, and she hated him, and she didn't want him coming places with us, and it only made me like want to cling to it even harder. So I know we're not supposed to tell them, like, oh, they're really bad for you. You shouldn't be with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it only makes it worse when you tell them you can't see them.
I do know what you're saying, but I think your example of your personal relationship had to do with how you felt about your mom's parenting. Like, I feel like if you and I get it right with the kids going forward and there isn't kind of a touchy relationship or some issues there, that they won't do that. Like, they'll actually listen to us. If we give them advice, they'll be like, they make a good point. They won't be trying to rebel against us. I know that's the kids' natural propensity, is that a word, to rebel against their parents. But I feel like if we approach it right and we don't make that relationship rough, I think that they will they'll actually listen to our advice.
Well, let's hope that's the case. But in case it's not, I did a little research.
Uh-oh.
And I read a couple articles because I was very curious about this.
Yeah.
And most of them kind of said all the same things, like don't tell them not to see them and don't exclude them from functions and whatever. But two things like really stuck out to me that I thought these things were quite clever. So the first one was be specific in the things that you don't like. So don't just say, I don't like him or she's mean to you. Like, be really specific. They don't value your opinion, or I don't like the words they use about you, or like, just be very specific about the things that you don't like.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Don't raise your voice. Don't argue about it. Just be very
straightforward. That's not going on the show.
And clear. No, it's not. And then this one really got me. Recognize that they are fulfilling a need in your child.
I don't want to know what that need is.
No, like if they feel like they don't have enough self-esteem, somehow they're giving them that. Or if they feel like they're not being listened to, maybe they're giving them that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not it doesn't have to be like that.
Well, it will be like that.
But and it could be, hold on though, maybe they're not feeling loved.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So they, you know, went on to say, figure out what that need is that they're filling and try to fill that yourself somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won't need it. They won't have to go and look for it elsewhere if they're, you know, just like we always talk about with marriages. You don't cheat if you're getting everything you need at home, right? You don't have to go out and look for it if you have it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I kind of liked that. I really thought that was profound.
There's
some good advice. Recognize that there's something they're missing that they need from that person.
I don't know if this was in your research, but something we learned when they were little as well, I think can work here is try to have them be involved in any decision-making process.
Right.
Like give them a choice and a voice in this thing. Choice and a voice. I think that helps because then it doesn't feel like you're telling them, no, they can't do this. Like make them see it on their own.
Right.
You know?
Get them back involved with their friends.
Yeah.
The things that they enjoy doing outside of this other person.
Like the only example I can think of, and they do this on the show a lot, is saying, he's not good for you.
Exactly.
And then they just leave it at that. And it's like my approach when that time comes is saying, can you see how that person might not be good for you? So it's open-ended and they can have some dialogue. And they may just say no, but then that's when we continue the conversation and say, well, this is what I see.
Right. And that's what they're saying. Be specific. Don't just say they're not good for you. They're bringing you down. Be specific. Your grades are slipping. You're
being extremely rude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're altering your mood. You need to be able to see that on your own.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Did you have any other things?
No, that's all I want to talk about. The train wreck that is Teen Mom 2.
Yes. The episode we watched most recently, one of them's getting a divorce.
After 6 months.
And, yeah. You know,
yay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about divorce. By the way, are you sitting down? No, I'm kidding.
Try it.
I was thinking about divorce the other day.
Great.
Because I've been through
the
one.
The show?
No.
Oh.
As you know, I've been through one. Yeah, the show's great.
It was a great show.
That is, if all divorces could be like that, I'd recommend doing it.
No, it was terrible.
Well, some of it was pretty funny.
It was funny, but not to them.
Anyway, I think that, and I saw this because another couple from the Bachelor series divorced after having kids and whatever. And it's like, it just seems like it comes so easy to people. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, but that's because you have different values than other people do.
I guess, but like, I wish people would use their head a little bit before having kids and things like that. Some marriages
come to a... I think you have to.
Hey.
No!
Some marriages come to a tragic end because of infidelity and whatever, or they just don't stand the test of time, like some of the ones in my family and whatever. But these other ones that... Oh, they were happily married for 3 years and they had a baby. And then, they just decided to go their separate ways. Like, I don't know why people can't figure it out. All I know is if Ben and Aaron from Hometown break up, that's it. There's no hope for humanity.
Mine was Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah, they're never going to break up.
It used to be Will Smith and Jada.
It was them.
But then somebody had to get an entanglement.
It was it was them, and it was another one, too, that we were shocked that broke up. Oh gosh, I can't remember who it was now, but we used to say this other couple all the time too. And like shockingly they broke up. Anyway, I can't remember, but there's a couple, there's a couple couples out there. Wow. I'm really knocking it out of the park tonight. There are some out there that just, they're your vision of like the perfect marriage.
Right.
And if they dissolve, there's no hope. No hope.
Nope.
These idiots on Teen Mom and Bachelor. I mean, I guess that we should expect that they'll break up, but all right.
Okay.
Well, good times. I don't think we're going to break up. We made it through quarantine.
I mean.
So far. Quarantine A, I guess. We're in quarantine B currently. So.
Ugh.
If this goes on any longer, maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll figure out a way to get divorced.
You keep using that stupid button.
That one?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention today, the audience should know because it's kind of loud. Do you know what a basic bitch is?
Yeah.
Can you explain for the ladies out there that may not know?
No.
Why not?
I know what it is, but I can't explain it.
Oh, they wear like their UGG boots and they drink pumpkin spice lattes and bleach their hair, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, there's a male version called a basic bro.
Okay.
And it's a New England thing where they wear these puffer vests like I am and they drink, you know, iced coffees and whatever. I'm dressed like a basic bro today. And I noticed halfway through the show, it's a little noisy. Every time I move, you can hear my basic bro vest. So I'm sorry, audience. I am a basic bro, though.
Okay.
Okay. Well, should we just move right along to the real review? This is zooming right along.
Let's do it.
It'll help me in the editing department. That's
I love
for sure.
it.
All right. We decided we were going to watch the X-Men series, and we did. Not the series, just X-Men, the first one from 2000.
The first one. Mm-hmm.
Featuring Hugh Jackman, my favorite name of all time. And who else was in it? Oh, Rebecca Romijn. Halle Berry.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Ray Park. And like anybody knows that guy. He's not a household name, I guess, unless you're
Anna
a dork.
Anna Paquin.
Yes. And who are the old guys? Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
And who's the other guy that was Magneto? He was in...
I don't know. He's Gandalf.
Yeah, and he's the bad guy in... Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Dan Brown. Da Vinci Code.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you see the Angels and Demons or whatever is on Netflix now?
No, we should watch that. I like that.
Yeah, that's on there. Hey, that's probably pretty rotten.
Oh, yeah. They both are.
I don't know. I wouldn't have picked Tom Hanks. I just don't.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a discussion for another time.
I feel like that
today we're talking about X-Men.
The right choice. Okay. No, who was the Jason Marsden?
Jason, who's that?
Cyclops guy.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Westworld and the other show that we watched.
The other show? We watched another show with him?
Yeah, he was the... oh, God, my brain is not working.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We watched so much TV over the past year, I can't keep them all together. The one with Christina Applegate and the...
Oh, yeah, Dead to Me.
Dead to Me, yes.
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 That's right, I forgot he was
in
that
as well.
Twice.
Twice, that. Yes. Okay, anyway, what were your thoughts on the X-Men? that bad?
It was no Avengers.
No, and I have really, comments about that.
Really cheesy.
Yes.
I thought it was just so cheesy. I mean, I guess the good news is that I didn't have to know anything about the comics to understand what was going on, which was cool, I guess.
Yeah, I think that they... all the modern comic book movies did a real good job about that. And they have to. If you're going to make mainstream money, you can't make them just cater to the nerds that know about them. You know?
I guess.
Although you knew so-and-so was Magneto. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's
that? I did know that. I didn't know who Magneto was for some reason.
Don't hide your cards. You are a little bit dork on this.
I'm dork, but I'm not X-Men dork. I don't know. I was never into really X-Men. But I remember Magneto for some reason. But yeah, I mean, it was okay. I definitely wouldn't want to watch it again. And I'm not like, oh gosh, I can't wait to see the next one. Like I was like with Avengers when it was over, I was like, oh man, I can't wait for the next one.
So I'm looking through my phone right now. It may seem like I'm not paying attention, but I'm trying to figure out if this was like the first comic book blockbuster movie. And I'm wondering that because of the comments that shall ensue from me now about how I thought of this. It looked like a very low budget.
Yeah.
Big bucks movie, meaning like, and listen, it was 2000, so the special effects aren't quite there like they were with Avengers and all that. Spider-Man, I'm seeing, came out in 2002, so 2 years after, and even the special effects in that, when I've watched that back, I think I tried watching it with Jacob a couple years ago, I was like, wow, this is awful compared to what we've been spoiled with.
Right.
Ever since really Iron Man, which came out in 2008. And prior to that was the Hulk that for some reason can't find its way into the Marvel Cinematic Universe due to licensing. But
I think what it was like when I watched the Avengers, I get the impression that they're like basically unbeatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course they get hit and
that's how superheroes are supposed to be. Yeah.
But I get that impression with the X-Men. I felt like, okay, they're just normal people that can make things move. Like it just didn't seem I didn't see them helping anybody. If you,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Even Batman has no supernatural powers. He's just tough and has all the gadgets.
Right.
And even he doesn't, he's not as vulnerable as these guys were.
Well, yeah, I just felt like they were extremely vulnerable. It took like almost no strength to get them restrained.
Well, like Magneto put those metal, thin metal bars on their face and whatever and pinned them to the inside of the Statue of Liberty and they like couldn't get out.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if that happened to Captain America, he'd bust right out of that shit.
Right. And so that's kind of, I think, wasn't impressive to me.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't know. I just couldn't see how they were going to be heroes, in quotes.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll get cooler as the movies progress.
Well, I think this is deep into the dork world, but I think that at some point in the Marvel universe, all of these fuckers get together and battle some really bad guy.
Like everybody?
Yeah, the Avengers, the X-Men, all of them. Because they're all Marvel.
Infinity War?
X dudes?
Any no, of I don't that, think or so. Fantastic Four people or anything?
No.
No?
Who?
Would I don't know. I thought there was some people that I was like, oh, that's not a
No, the thing Fantastic Four has that weird rock dude and
yeah.
I don't think so. You're probably thinking of like Wanda and
who's Wanda?
The one
Sykes?
That, no, not her. She is tremendous actress, she is very but tremendous. Not her. No. Wanda
Sykes. Jeez. It's only Wanda I know or a fish? I don't know.
No, there's like a whole show, WandaVision. It's about Wanda and Vision. I don't know. I don't know.
Wanda?
I'm not. Yes. Maybe that's not her
you
name.
You mean Scarlet Witch?
Sure. Yes. Her. I think her real name's Wanda.
Her name's Wanda. I don't
know. Right? I don't know.
What a crappy name for a Scarlet Witch.
I know. The only be like, Wanda I've ever known is Sykes. I don't know. Maybe her name's not Wanda.
Or the fish. The fish called Wanda.
The dorks that listen to this right now are really like
your friends that do the comic thing are probably like shaking their heads at you and
cringing,
ripping up your friendship card.
We should have them on to help us through this process.
We should.
Because I am failing.
Let's do that. We'll watch the next one and then they can explain to us what the F is going on.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
are they even into X-Men? I don't even know many people that are in X-Men.
Yeah, they're well, they're into all of it, I think, in various levels, but yeah, in the Marvel universe, you're either team, you know, Avenger or whatever. And especially since the movies came out, you're either Marvel Cinematic Universe or you're the legacy films, they call them or whatever, the X-Men group and Fantastic Four. There's some people like my friend Lyndon that are into all of it. They just get all of it and got into it. But I mean, I was never even into Marvel period until we sat down and watched all the movies, I think, in 2015, all the ones that were out at the time. I was late to the game with Iron Man and all that. Which I feel bad about because they're great movies. But
they're really good.
Yeah. Anyway, the special effects on this one, not so great, but as to be expected for 2000. I don't know. It was okay. I mean, it was just okay. There were some cool parts. It kept me entertained. I didn't fall asleep or anything. I'm curious to see how it will progress and pan out.
Yeah. I mean, they had Magneto in the plastic prison. And the fact that he had to say, this isn't going to keep me in, told me that it's not going to keep him in. I mean, otherwise, deep. What a terrible storyline that would be.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see someone's just going to make some stupid mistake and like bring in a fork or something. And then they're all going to die.
A fork?
Yeah. Because you can only manipulate metal.
Oh,
someone's going to like take their little lunch bag out and it's going to have like a fork in it and you can like stab them in the head. And then that'll, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. You're not paying attention.
I am. I'm looking for the score for this, but there's so many X-Men. Really? Do you remember what the score was on this?
I didn't think we looked it up.
Huh. Well, all right. Well, I can't find it on Rotten Tomatoes, so I don't know.
Okay, then you're lame.
It's giving me all the other, the Apocalypse and Days of Future Past, First Class, Wolverine, The Last Stand, all that. Anyway, some points I picked up from the movie. I didn't know X-Men had to do with Professor X. I had no idea about that.
You are very unintelligent.
Thank you.
82% Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The one from the year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, it wasn't terrible. It was not boring by any sense of the means. I think I'm just not really into it. And this was not my brand of superhero because they weren't very super. So I'm going to go 68.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. I mean, I will say I was not bored. I actually felt like it was really fast. Like it seemed short, right?
Oh, it was short. It was like an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, that's
which
short.
Is, yeah, it's short for these kind of movies.
That's true, I guess.
Some of these are epic, so it, like 2.5 hours.
It seemed really short. It kept my attention. Yeah, I'll go like 72.
Yeah, and listen, everybody, if you're going to base whether you view this or not on our opinion, you shouldn't, because we're very late to this movie. And we are Avengers people. So, I mean, that's why we just weren't into it. It's not bad. It's just not our brand.
Okay. But I think we went into it with an open mind. I didn't go into it like, I only like Avengers.
No, for sure.
I was just watching it like, I'm going to watch it.
I agree. But in hindsight, that's obviously affecting our liking of this movie. You even said so. You said that they weren't very super. And
No. But they're not Avengers. I only had the Avengers to compare it to.
Okay, fine. I'm speaking for myself. That's how I feel about it.
Fine.
And I'm not even weighing like the special effects and all that, because we're talking like 10 years minimum between the two. So a lot had changed in the movie making business since then. I just feel like the storyline doesn't hold up for me. Hopefully it gets better as the movies go along.
Okay.
But the Avengers storyline, starting with Iron Man and the Hulk, they were good. Like, great story. You wanted more. This one, I was like, okay, I think I got it.
So maybe this is like the Sorcerer's Stone of the series. Maybe.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, the effects are going to get better. I think X2 that we're going to watch next week came out in 2003, so you'd expect it to be a little bit better.
Was it 3?
And then, I don't know, either way. And then, you know.
Okay.
This, I wanted to mention, too, this was like 2 years after Episode 1 Star Wars came out. Mm. And the effects in that one were, I think, a little over the top, like trying too hard. So maybe this one scaled it back a little bit.
Mm.
I don't know. This one just, it had all of your normal superhero-y stuff, like an epic battle in a huge city,
right?
You know, cutting off a piece of the
lightning.
Statue of Liberty. Those are the things that obviously are not going to happen in real life. But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Feel like it could have used a little more storyline.
Okay.
All right. Good time. So X2 next week.
Yes.
I'm always a little leery when they shorten the name like that. Why not just call it X-Men colon whatever.
2?
I don't know, but when they go X2, yeah.
Is it X-2 at least?
Like, didn't they do that for Mighty Ducks? It was like D2 and D3. And
yeah.
Not into that at all.
At least it was D2 colon the Mighty Ducks.
You know, can you imagine if Star Wars did that? Like, SWEP5. No, come on. It's Star Wars colon episode 5 colon.
Is it?
No, not at all. It's Star Wars episode 5 colon The Empire Strikes Back. And I will have you know that I think in all the Star Wars movies, they never said the title one time, ever. They never said, this is The Empire Strikes Back, this is Star Wars, nothing. Nothing. Perfect. Movies. Anyway.
Well, okay.
I digress.
All right.
And listen, movies like X-Men get a free pass, because obviously you're going to have to say, we're the X-Men at some point. I don't fault them for saying the title. You know my beef. We could do a whole show on this.
Yeah, and that's lame and stupid.
All right, what else you got for me? Anything?
No.
All right.
Well, I can tell what you what we learned
this episode.
So we learned that I need to be prepared before we begin recording, and I don't have to get up and get my notepad.
Yeah.
We learned that Lake Superior wants you to stop saying anything from 2020.
Yes.
We learned that beans truly are the magical fruit.
That make you toot.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really, though?
I mean, I think so. Isn't it all the fiber?
Does fiber make you toot? I thought it just made you poop, not toot.
Well, yeah. I mean, it creates whatever.
Anyway,
go into that.
Yeah, this is not appropriate at all.
I learned that I need to stop being funny.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'm waiting for you to start being funny. Oh.
Do you have crickets on there? Anyway, do you have a cricket button?
But coming soon to a podcast near you.
We learned that you love your basic bro vest.
I do. It's so comfortable.
And that it is noisy.
It warms you in just the right parts. You know that? Like, mm-hmm. My trunk is all warm.
That's great.
The rest of it can be, I'm good. This is amazing.
We learned that our children have thunder feet.
They do. Yeah.
And that someone, somewhere in the Marvel Universe is named Wanda.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know if we learned
possibly.
That. We could have gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
My friends from the other podcast, The Knowledge of Nothing, please let me know if I fucked that up, because I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, that was fun and short. This is going to be a breeze to edit. I love it.
Super.
Minimal interruptions from the kids. Maybe we should do this without booze. from now on.
Hey.
Dry January.
No.
No. Fuck that. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Not cheers. Happy New Year.
Thanks for coming back to us all these years. The other day we had 69 downloads on one day. Hey.
Hey.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody. Cheers. All right. Well, no cheers. We don't have a
no
drink.
No cheers. We don't have
all
a
right.
drink.
All right. See you real soon.
Be kind. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
See you real soon.
Bye.
Bye.